I mentioned yesterday that I'd met some people at Freedom Fest that made the paper yesterday that are spending the last part of the summer riding their bike.
Yeah.
From Seattle over to St. Augustine.
That's a serious ride.
4,000 and something miles, and it's the newbies, and I happen to have Mr. Newbie on the phone, and you guys were at the front page yesterday.
Yeah, I hear that. I heard it on the radio. You guys are talking about us.
Yes,
I
indeed.
We're leaving tomorrow morning bright and early, and I wanted to call and offer that when you're trying to together your ride from Gainesville down in February, we're here. We'd love to help you.
That would be sweet.
Now, Tim, tell those who don't know much about what you're doing, what you're going to do.
Well, we're leaving this coming Saturday morning from north of Seattle, 90 miles, the town of Anacortes, Washington. And we're headed from there due east, down along the Mississippi, and to St. Augustine, all raising funds for cancer.
And you're doing this on a tandem bike with your wife.
That's right. We're combining our passion of riding tandem on a bicycle with my bride and raising funds for the Cancer Society.
Cool. I think that's pretty cool. Now, you're taking your left turn in St. Francisville, I see.
Yes.
Are you coming through Baton Rouge?
No, we're staying out of Baton Rouge.
I grew up in Baton Rouge, but okay. Very familiar with St. Francisville.
Okay.
It'll be beautiful country.
We're looking forward to it. And we're going to parallel I-10 on over to about Gainesville area, swing down around Gainesville over to St. Augustine, dip our front wheel in the wonderful Atlantic Ocean, and then head back home.
So how long will it take you to get from St. Augustine back to Terracea?
Probably 3, maybe 4 days.
So how long will the whole ride take, Tim?
We've allocated 4 months. It could be done in less. We want to have a little freedom there. If we get into town, that we have a festival this weekend to stay around for a couple days for their festival. Much more relaxed than our typical tour. This is going to be an average of 50 to 60 miles per day, mm-hmm. 6 days a week. On the tandem bike, the person in front is called a captain,
uh-huh.
And the one in behind is a stoker, and I frequently call her Turbo Stoker because she's brought me home many days when I've over-exerted on the front end of a ride. Very good. Check us on our website, Newbies Tandem America.
That'll be great. So you and your wife, what's her name, by the way?
Ann.
Ann. Okay, I thought it might have been Daisy. Can you hear the proposal, though?
The proposal?
And give me your answer true. I'm half crazy over the love of you. It won't be a stylish marriage. I can't afford a carriage. But you'll look neat upon the seat of a bicycle built for two.
Maybe it went that way. I don't know.
Who knows?